You must find out what the definition is that allows you to experience the flat key, change the definition, which is the process of fine-tuning, and then bring it back into harmony with the rest of your keys. That's really all it is. And the specific type of fear can be, as we have said, a big clue as to what the definition is you may have bought into. So use your fear to serve you. And the more you understand that that's what fear can be used to do, the more excited and curious you will become about fear when you experience it, and the more quickly you will transform the fear into curiosity, imagination, and inspiration. We're not saying bury your fear. No, you ought to feel it. Invite it. Invite it to be as powerful as it possibly can be. Because when you are dealing with that magnitude of fear, you are dealing with core issues that, when you use the fear that is connected to the core issue in this creative way, will allow you to transform in very fast, very, 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 very powerful ways. We call this the rubber band principle. And that simply means is that, like a rubber band on your planet, the further back into the dark side you pull the rubber band, then once you do let go, the faster and farther it will snap into the light.